near and dear to my heart. We're going to take a break this morning from the Absolute Basics message series that we've been doing to talk a little bit about this thing called discipleship, about being a fully committed follower of Jesus. Because while we had some fun this morning with all of our students, what I want you to know is that your staff here at this church, Wendy Moody, who oversees our Kids Point, David Moore, who oversees our student ministries, and me, who kind of oversees our church, we take this notion of discipleship incredibly seriously, that we want to do everything in our power to nurture our children, youth, and adults into a full and committed, life-changing, life-altering, life-fulfilling, abundant relationship with Jesus. The things that you heard in that video, we don't want it to be a lip service. We don't want it to be something that we just hold on to so casually that we just easily drop it or miss it. But we want this to be so central to who we are that it defines us, it transforms us, it changes us, it allows us to live out and become the kind of people that God created us to be from birth to death and everywhere in between. It is one of my passions. I made a commitment to God when he called me into ministry that what I really wanted to do was I really wanted to be a part of a church who took discipleship seriously. I wanted to be a part of a church that helped people grow into this relationship with Jesus so that they would live out with enthusiastic exuberance this abundant life that we have in Jesus, that changes us, that transforms us, that makes us not who we were, but makes us into being new creations in Christ. And so I am excited about what we got to do this morning. It has been an incredible journey walking along with these students over the last 17 weeks as they have been talking about the absolute basics of the Christian faith. That is just a moment in time. They're not done. As a matter of fact, they're just getting started. And together, we still have a big job ahead of us. For them, for the people who haven't been here yet, and for all of us gathered here in this place, to live out a life of discipleship where we are truly helping people to experience what it means to grow in Christ and to have a life of discipleship. Because we are either growing in our relationship with Christ or we are dying and decaying. There's really no middle ground. We are either living it and loving it or we're losing it. And I want us to live in it and love it and to be active and intentional about this relationship with God so we again get to experience the life that God has intended for us. And so this morning we're going to be spending some time very quickly looking at what I think are some of the key components about a life of discipleship, recognizing that those who follow Jesus by faith, we are known as disciples. We are people who follow Jesus. We say, Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my leader. You are my Savior. Where you say go, I'll go. Where you say do, I do. When you lead, I will follow. I will seek to bring my life under your authority. I will seek to bring all of who I am under your authority so I can submit my life, my loves, my likes, everything about me to Jesus. Because when we hold out, we miss out. When we hold out, we miss out on what God has in store for us. So if there's one big message I have for you this morning is don't hold out. If you hold out, you are missing out on the abundant life that God wants you to live. And so we're going to look this morning at what this idea of discipleship is. Discipleship is the process of becoming a disciple. It is what goes into being a follower of Jesus. And I want to hit on these very briefly this morning and just be like, this is super, super clear about this. Number one, what is discipleship? First and foremost, it is invitational. It is a grand invitation by God. We are invited, all of us, whoever have been, ever are, or ever will be. Every single person is invited to be God's people, to walk in his ways, and to help others follow him. We are invited to a life of response, a life of experiencing abundance, a life of being one of God's children. Now, when we look at the Gospels and Jesus' interactions with people, there is something that he said over and over and over again. Again, my guess is that the Gospel writers only caught just a fraction of the times Jesus said these words. For instance, in Matthew 4:19, what does Jesus say? Come, follow me. In Matthew 4:19, what is this? He says, come follow me. In Matthew 9:9, Jesus says, follow me and be my disciples. As a matter of fact, our gospel writers have recorded 22 times that Jesus just said, follow me. Follow me. Where you see me go, you go. What you see me do, you do. How you see me live, you live. So come on. Follow me. Again, 22 times we see where he says, follow me now, as a matter of fact, in Matthew 8:22. He says, follow me now, don't wait. Even if you don't understand it all, follow me because I'm going to take you to an amazing place. He says, take up your cross and follow me. In other words, die to the stuff and just follow me. He says over and over again, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. It is the grand invitation that we see in Scripture to follow Jesus, to be his disciple. But we are not just invited to follow. Jesus has issued to us who have said yes a great commission, a command that together, all of us who have said yes, when he says, come and follow me, he says, now go and make disciples of all nations. Now, as I have shared with you on many occasions, a better translation of this verse is, as you are going in your world, make disciples. What is a disciple? A follower of Jesus. So we are part of the invitation. So God invites us in his word. He invites us through his son. He invites us through his people to come and to follow him. To follow him wherever he says to go. That's the first step of discipleship, is that we respond to the invitation to just simply come and follow Jesus. We don't have all the answers, right? When he just says, come and follow me, I can't help but think back to Abraham in the Old Testament. We read about Abraham's story in Genesis chapter 12, really early in Genesis, that God appears to this guy, Abram. He changes his name to Abraham. He appears to Abraham and says, hey, Abraham, I got a job for you. Come and follow me. I want you to go to a place. I'm not going to show you where it is yet. I'm not going to tell you, as a matter of fact, like how you're going to get there. I'm not going to tell you what it's going to look like once you get there. But here's the deal. I want you to follow me. And that is a recurring narrative we see all throughout the Bible. Because God will take us to places unexpected. God will take us on adventures and paths that we never possibly even contemplated, because God has our best in store. And so he wants to take us Early on, one of my favorite Christian songs was Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, This is the Great Adventure. Any of you guys remember that song? Saddle up your horses, we got a trail to blaze. I love that song because Stephen Curtis Chapman lays out this vision for us that God has this great adventure for us. God says, come on, and all we have to do is follow and see what it is and where it is that he wants to take us. So my friends, discipleship, first and foremost, it is invitational. We are invited to be God's people, to walk in his ways, and to help others follow him. It is a lifestyle, life choice that encompasses the totality of who we are. Discipleship is not a part of us. It should actually define us. It's not just a descriptor of us, but it's what we are. We are followers of Jesus. We are the people, when he said, come, follow me, we said yes, and we started walking. So discipleship is invitational. Number two, discipleship is intentional. It is intentional. As the highest calling, core identity, and central task of the people of God. So the saying yes, when he says come and follow me, that's only the first part. The second part is to be intentional about that, to position ourselves so that we are growing and being transformed and being conformed to the very image of Christ every single day. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 24, if any of you wants to be my follower, i.e. my disciple, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. In other words, this intentionality is where we say, not my will, but yours be done. Of saying, God, if you say to go here, I'll go here. If you say to go there, I will go there. If you say to do this, I will do this. If you say to not do that, I will not do that to the best of my ability by the power of your Holy Spirit. So the life of a disciple is intentional. It means that we have to intentionally schedule time in our calendars to read God's word, to be intentional in worship, to be intentional about our service, to be intentional about our giving. Because we don't grow simply by saying we're a Christian. We grow by doing things intentionally that will help us to grow in our relationship with God. It's what we choose to do. We choose to follow. Jesus said in John 8, 31, you are my disciples, look what it says, if you remain faithful to my teachings. See, we got to make sure that we understand the full formula. We are invited to follow Jesus, but we don't stop there. We don't stay there. We are invited to be transformed by the renewing work of God in our lives, where we not only say yes to Jesus, but we actually do things that are going to move us into that greater, better, right relationship with Jesus. So it is intentional. It's something that we do. It's quiet time. It's meditation time. It's service time. It's giving time. It's those things that will help us to grow in our relationship with God. If you want to be a better student in school, what do you got to do? Study. If you want to be better in athletics or playing an instrument, what do you got to do? You got to practice, right? If you want to deepen your career, you got to do things like put in the extra time, do things like do the continuing education, do those things that are going to help you grow in your knowledge and your understanding. Well, the same exists for us as followers of Jesus, is that we have to intentionally position ourselves so that we grow and we're helping others to grow, because it is our highest calling. It is our core. If being a disciple of Jesus is at the core of who we are, then we will be forever a people who are growing in that relationship with Jesus. Romans 12:2. I shared this with one of our students today. It's one of my favorite verses. Paul says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Do you notice in there that we have a part to play? Now, we talk all the time here that we are not made right with God by what we do, but what we do flows out of our being made right in our relationship with God. And so as we are being made right in our relationship with God, that means that we're not like everybody else. There should be something about us as disciples or followers of Jesus that sets us apart from the unbelieving world. There should be some behaviors and customs and things that we don't submit to, simply because we are submitting to the lordship and the leadership of Jesus in our life. So we don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. We don't get sucked in and swallowed up. We're different. We're to be different. So we're to allow God to transform us into being new people by changing the way we think. And then we're going to know how good and great God's will for us, and we will experience the abundance that he has for us. So disciples of Jesus recognize that discipleship is invitation. God invites us into this amazing journey with him. Discipleship is a process. That means that it is intentional. It is something that we have to make time to do. It's something that we are on purpose about, right? That we actively do, that we make it a priority in our lives. But it's not just invitational, it's not just intentional, but it is also incremental. And that's what we celebrated with these students today. Have they arrived? No. Have I arrived? No. We've still got an amazing journey ahead of us. Because a life of discipleship is an incremental process where we are changing and being transformed every single day, where we are growing in that relationship with God as we imitate and replicate Jesus in our world. As we imitate and replicate Jesus in our world, we are incrementally changing our lives and we're changing our world. God has called us as his followers to be world changers. Well, we all know that change is incremental, right? It takes a long time to get from one place to another. We know that if we want to be at a certain place in our careers or in our studies or what have you, we know that there are incremental things that we have to do along the way to get there, right? Well, the same thing exists in our relationship with God. Is that if we want to grow in our relationship with God, we don't go from a 1 to a 10 just like that. That we go from a 1 new to the Christian faith to the 2, to the 3, to the 4, where we're constantly growing in that relationship with God because it's an incremental thing. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Now, I'm not a farmer. Most of us in here are not farmers. But a yoke was this wood thing that was placed over the animals so that the person who was steering, so to speak, could guide the animals in the direction that they want them to go. And so this metaphor of Jesus saying, put my yoke upon you, is saying, let me guide you. And the dominant way that he does that is with his word, right? That we let the Bible guide us. We let his Holy Spirit guide us and direct us and position us, right? So we allow God to teach us and to guide us and to direct us so that incrementally we can grow in our relationship with God. 1 Peter 2, 1 through 2 says, get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into full experience of salvation. When we dig in to see what Peter was writing here, he was actually coming down pretty hard on the church because he was coming down on a bunch of folks who, they were still kind of the milk drinkers. They hadn't moved on to the steak yet. You know what that metaphor is, right? When we're kids, when we're infants, they have to drink the formula and everything's liquid, right? And at some point in time, we move our kids towards solid food. We move them towards other things. And then when they get a little bit older, they get steak, which is a really good thing, right? And so what Peter's saying is we should like desire the steak, like the best, the stuff that is so filling. Don't stay where you were, but move on to craving the bigger and the better things in Christ, experiencing and living this life that is so completely sold out to and living for God. Because it's in the midst of that that we experience the abundant life that God has for us. So the video asked the question. It said, I'm a disciple. Will you? Will you be one? Are you a disciple of Jesus? Are you a follower of Jesus? Are you craving the things of Jesus? Are you responding to the invitation every day where Jesus says, come and follow me? Are you responding and positioning yourself so that you can intentionally and incrementally grow in your relationship with Jesus so that you might fully every day experience more and more and more of the good life? Jesus says, I have come. I want you, all of you, to experience life abundantly. My friends, the abundant life flows out of discipleship. It flows out of us responding to the invitation to follow Jesus. It flows out of us intentionally positioning ourselves so that we're growing in our relationship with Jesus. And it happens as we incrementally grow and are being transformed and being conformed to the very image of Jesus. It's the good life. It's the disciple life. It's the discovering who we are in Christ. And it's good. Let's pray.